Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Prophecy. And to another discerning of spirits, and to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. Now, please, I want you to consider very carefully that in the 10th verse, Paul put together a string of gifts. And please, I want you to look at that scripture. The first gift that is talking, that was mentioned here, is the gift of the working of miracles. The gift of the working of miracles is the ability given by the Holy Spirit to be able to do something that is physically impossible, to alter nature, as it were. All right, something that people would probably think is not possible according to the law of nature. Please give me your attention. So there's a gift for that. It's a very rare gift. Not everybody operates in these gifts. All right, but the Holy Spirit gives us this gift for the benefit of the body of Christ. The second string of gift there is the gift of prophecy. Now, the first gift there talks about the dynamic ability of God's power. The second, I expect the scripture to be up already. The second gift there is the gift of prophecy. This is the ability to hear God's voice for now. The word prophecy is divided into two. The first is foretelling and forthtelling. When you hear prophecy, we are generally speaking about two things. It's a generic word, all right? But there's a prophecy that has to do with foretelling. There's another one that has to do with forthtelling. So forthtelling is the one that most people are familiar with. It has to do with speaking the mind of God for now. You see the word forth, F-O-R-T-H, forth, something that is coming forth now. That gift operates something like the mind of God, or for instance, when you are studying your scriptures, and there's a particular scripture that the Holy Spirit ministers to you particularly for that moment. That is a prophetic operation that we refer to as foretelling. Okay, some people call it rhema, but generally it is what? Foretelling. What did I say it is? Foretelling, all right? So that is a dynamic ability given by the Holy Spirit to reveal the mind of God for now. Which means you want to know what God will have you do for now. That is the gift that you need. But there's another part of that gift that is called foretelling. That one is predictive. It helps you see into the future. And that is a very rare gift. All right. Sometimes when some of you are in church and you probably hear me talking to somebody about... John, you need to lift that camera or it's cutting my head off. All right. So just the way sometimes God gives me the grace to be able to speak into the future of some people, and some people are like, how do you know those things? It is in the same way that others are able to work miracles. They may not be able to prophesy the way I do, but they will be able to work miracles. I'm going somewhere with this. Now you look at the next gift that was mentioned there. Paul calls it the descending of spirits. Now you see that in the midst, that 10th verse, please pay attention. That 10th verse has a string of very powerful gifts. Number one, prophecy. Number two, working of miracles. Number three, diverse kind of tongues. Diverse kind of tongue means that the person is able to communicate in the spirit in different languages by the help of the Holy Spirit. All right? Sometimes people hear other languages, Chinese or Mandarin, and they hear other kind of languages. Sometimes you are speaking diverse tongues of angels. Whichever way, the person is graced to pray or what? Communicate in diverse languages. So, you look at that gift, then you see another gift that is referred to as the interpretation of tongues. But in between that 10th verse, there is a gift that was inserted in the middle, which is what? The discerning of spirit. Which means that this gift is so crucial, Paul just inserted it in the middle. Because in all of these gifts, there are manifestations and operations that if there is no discerning of spirit, we won't know who is lying and who was saying the truth. Or, no, that's not the right word. We won't know who was speaking by the help of the Holy Spirit or who was speaking by the spirit of divination. Speaking about the spirit of divination, it mimics accurately, very closely, the prophetic gift. So the spirit of divination is what a lot of popular prophets that you like online use today. They don't go to the devil and say, oh, I want to serve you. They simply go to a source where they give them something to drink, like a water from one river, or they tell them to wash their face with something, and they are able to see your name and prophesy. They may not be, they won't have the ability to bring you to Christ, but they will predict things. So those are the spirit of divination, and the root word for the spirit of divination in the Bible is the serpentine spirit. Please, I want you to know this. The spirit of the serpent. You see, Paul referred to this when he was going to cast out the demon out of that woman that was prophesying to him in the book of Acts. And Paul said, you spirit of the serpent, or you spirit of divination. So anytime you see somebody that is able to prophesy, but you can tell clearly that this person is not a child of God, or is not born again. Or you see him dancing and living waywardly, or he's a comedian and he's living waywardly, and he's doing certain things, and he can still prophesy. Alright? You see the markers of an unbeliever is complete in him. But for some reason, people call him pastor, they call him prophet. He does everything that unbelievers do. Yet, people call him pastor or prophet or apostle. So, with the gift of discerning of spirit, we can see the spirit that is on that person. Many people will come to you and say, anytime I dream, my dream usually comes to pass. You need to check it very closely. If you are not saved, you may be operating by a bloodline gift of divination. If somebody in your family used to be very powerful spiritually, you know, on serving a particular oracle, those things they will mark your bloodline. And that's why a lot of people today are suffering and they are under curses, because their bloodline had been dedicated to Satan through a sacrifice. And now everybody is going to school. Nobody knows about that sacrifice. But you now find that people there are dying young, or people there are having one kind of thing that seems to cut across everybody in that family. So these are spiritual things. The only way to be able to identify these markers is through the gift of the discerning of spirit. Or one of the ways is through the gift of the discerning of spirit. So you look at all these powerful gifts, prophecy, working of miracles, speaking in tongues, you know. Somebody was being delivered in a meeting, and while the pastor was trying to cast out the devil, the lady started speaking in a very strange tongue, and the pastor had to stop her because people were already, you know, feeling like, oh, she has gotten baptized. You say, no, that's not the baptism. That's the language of the realm she comes from. So what people called baptism of the Holy Ghost was not baptism. She was resisting the power of God by also speaking in another tongue. But because it looks like, oh, wow, he said no. The pastor was able to operate by the gift of word of knowledge or discerning of spirit, and he knew that thing was not of God. So not everything that is supernatural is God. Somebody said, oh, I love this prophet, even though you people don't like him, even though you call him a comedian, but he will tell you everything about your life. That somebody tells you something about your life doesn't mean it's of God. In fact, it may be from Satan. This gift of discerning of spirit is so powerful. Because one of the things, and I'm going to tell you, but just put this as your number one purpose why you need the gift. The gift removes ambiguity. The gift of the discerning of spirit removes ambiguity. Ambiguity is like something that is not clear. Please, are you with me now? If you operate, are you here now? Anything that is in front of you, and you are not too sure, the thing may look fantastic or supernatural, but you are not sure, is this thing of God or not? Through the gift of discerning of spirit, you will be able to. But it is not from God. Please understand that not everything that is supernatural is of God. All right? Now, let me also go all the way down to the last verse in 1 Corinthians 12. That's the 31st verse. And I'll be reading. 1 Corinthians 12:31. The scripture says, but covet earnestly the best gift. Covet what? That means, and this is one of the keys you will need to hold, that there is no gift of the Holy Spirit among the 12 that will thrive in your life without a consistent drive or passion for it. Some of the effort you spend in trying to get someone to prophesy to you, if you build that desire for 1 year, you will see some of these gifts. Some of you have even manifested some of the gift once or one time or the other, but it was not consistent because the driver of the gift is passion. The Holy Spirit will not give you consistently any operation for which you have no desire for. Please, are you with me? Because some in the days that will come, you may not, David may not have Samuel to speak to him or give him an instruction on how to kill Goliath. But he will have to do something. So there and there, David must believe that he can kill Goliath. Samuel will not show up there, even though Samuel heard that this guy was there. But he will not show up at the battle. It's not his call. But what did David need to be able to defeat? What gift did David need to be able to defeat Goliath? He needed the spirit of faith. The gift of faith. Because literally or physically speaking, there was no way on earth that David, 17-year-old, would be able to defeat a person who has been a warrior all his life. This one has gone to military school. He's a general. 17-year-old, it's not possible. It's not possible. So David will later tell us that the Lord teacheth my hands to what? To war. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So there are things you can only learn in the school of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So the scripture says we should desire, earnestly the best gift. And this is so significant to this discussion today. I want you to evaluate yourself, if you've been a Christian for 3 years at least, to ask yourself, what significant gift of the Holy Spirit is at work in my life? Now, let me say this, and I want you all to hear me very clearly. The reason why many of you and a lot of Christians are comfortable with carnality is because they don't know the power of God. Please write it down. And I will explain. You see, when God begins to invest himself in you, it will get to a point, he will now have a conversation with you about your future in this company. Please, are you with me? If God begins to use you or begins to reveal himself to you in a particular way, he will have a conversation with you. He would like to know, do you want to go far in this thing or do you just want to be at the peripheral level? Do you want to go back or will you stay with me? Because sometimes God may require you to do certain things that may not apply to other people. Those things may not be seen. But he will tell you, for now, stay away from this. He may tell you, don't recharge your phone, don't buy internet, don't recharge your data, don't do anything for the next 3 weeks. Because he knows that instead of him telling you to pray, if he tells you not to browse, he will have your attention. If he tells you pray, as long as you have data, you will not pray. And somebody who lives in 1980 listening to this message may not understand what I just said. But you do. So please understand that you need to have a strong desire. And many times at your baptism in the Holy Spirit, the gifts have already been deposited. The scripture says the Holy Spirit gives us these gifts as he wills. The Holy Spirit gives us this gift as he wills. Which means that for me to even begin to desire is because there is a seed in me. Come on now. There's a seed in me that is looking for expression and it needs to satisfy the condition of desire for the Holy Spirit to take it further. Please don't be excited when you are without at least a definite gift of the Holy Spirit. It is your birthright. It is your birthright. In fact, you should have one or two. Then you may operate in the other ones once in a while. But you see that gift that the Holy Spirit has given to you, it will save your life. It will save. Your gift is designed in a way to save your life. Okay, permit me to digress. How many of you have watched Spider-Man? Or you've watched Spider-Verse? Or I want to say something new. You know, some people are not spiritual. But what I want to say is very spiritual. Okay, who has watched Iron Man? Or you've seen it. Now, do you notice that no matter, okay, that every enemy he faces in his movies, he was designed to be able to defeat them. Do you understand? He was never assigned any enemy for which he could not ultimately defeat. Please, are we together? The same thing with Spider-Man. The same thing with Superman. These guys just took the scriptures and they adapted it to their movies. God will not give you an ability that will not save your life. Which means that if God gives me a gift, what I need to do is to do what? To begin to sharpen the gift. To begin to sharpen it. Give your gift 1 year, 2 years, sharpen it. A day will come, you will be like, wow. Your gift may be at primary school level. You need to take it to secondary school. And that requires what? Discipline and commitment and concentration. And again, consciousness. You need to be conscious of a gift for it to be active. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said what? You need to be conscious of the gift of God in your spirit for it to be what? Don't allow people who you should be mentoring be telling you your prophecy. Are you blessed this evening? So covet earnestly the best gift. Number two, you have to sharpen that gift. So what is the discerning of spirits? Let me explain what the discerning of spirits is. Please on that. Please put that, back that scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 10. The scripture says, to some is given, to another the discerning of spirits. Now, the word discern means to perceive. It means to see. The word discerning there means to see. It's a seeing ability. It means to another discerning of spirits. It means to see into the realm of spirits. Please, are you with me? The word discerning of spirits means to see in the realm of spirit. What you see are spirits. Hello? This is different from discernment. Discernment is what? Let me calm down. Discernment is what? I'm talking to Tobechukwu. And then Tobechukwu says, he's telling someone else, and say, when he was speaking to me, I discerned, I perceived that he was lying. That's discernment. You are not seeing any spirit. Huh? You discern. You perceive. But in that perception, you are getting some information that ordinarily you will not have access to. So you are seeing, so you are perceiving something. But in the discerning of spirit, you will see the spirit in operation. What Tobechukwu said, I perceive he was lying. If Anatu were to have the experience with the gift of discerning of spirit, she will see a lying spirit maybe on my head or standing beside me. They will both describe the same thing, but Anatu saw the spirit. Please, are you together now? So the design of spirit is a seeing gift, and it is the gift of the prophet or prophetic people. Do you know that one of the reasons why I love this gift is that the accuracy level is one of the highest among the 12 gifts? Please pay attention. The gift of discerning of spirit has a very high accuracy level. Very high. And that's why I want you to desire it. Alright? Now, there was a prophet in the Bible who was... The king came to, call the prophets and said, should I go to this war? And the other prophet said, about 400, right? They told him, go to the war. You will come back. Then they called Micaiah. And when Micaiah got there, he said, go. Then the king perceived that this guy was lying to him. And he said, I've told you not to lie to me. He knew that among these 401 prophets, there is one of them. He did see and he did hear. But because he came, and I do it too, I have to be honest with you. If I come into a place and I notice everybody says, I'll just tell you, yes, that's it. Yeah, because I don't want trouble. I don't have time. So we do it sometimes. But the king now challenged him and said, how many times have I told you
that when I ask you something, just tell me the truth. Which means the king, who was also anointed by oil, knew that those prophets were lying to him, and because they were collecting honorarium from him, he could not tell them the truth. They could not tell him, rather. So the prophet now said, "Oh, the Lord opened my eyes, and I saw that in heaven, angels were gathered, spirits were gathered, and they were asking, God was asking, who will deceive this king so that he will go into this battle and what? And die." God wanted to kill the king, but he didn't want to touch him. He wanted somebody else to do the job. Can you imagine such brilliance? That the way you scheme is the way God is scheming. When you see all those people in your movies that you like, so we'll do it like that. That's the same way God too sits down to plan for some people. God said, "I want to kill this guy, but today I don't feel like touching him. I need somebody that can do the job." And in the whole of the heavens, nobody had a smart idea. Do you understand what we are saying here? That it's possible that the whole of heaven will gather, and no idea is good enough for God. Until an evil spirit came. I want you to be thinking, because when I read this, thing, I try to understand how heaven works. Because you had one vision, you saw one small angel. I said God called everybody. They didn't have any smart idea for him. That means even the angels are limited in what they know. It's possible for God not to be impressed, even though you are an angel. Then the evil spirit came and said, "I will go and I will achieve this task." And God says, "By what means?" Do you understand that God knows everything? And God knows what people are thinking. And yet, God chose to wait to listen to. So when you say, "But God knows my mind, if he wants to do it, he will do it." You better start praying. Even in heaven, God pretended like he didn't know. He still asked the evil spirit to explain. Share that concept. That thing you told me when you sent me a text message. Oh yeah, explain it again. God, you know that if we do it like this. Now, I want you to be... the Almighty God sits down patiently. Say, okay, convince me. Do you know that in the book of Acts, the Bible says, bring forth your strong reasons. Are you telling me God doesn't know what's best for you? Yeah, God says, prove, convince me about this thing you want to do. This demon said, this evil spirit said, "I will go and be what? A lying spirit in the mouth of what? His prophet." Which means that the prophets actually were inspired to prophesy, but because they had no discerning of spirit, they were already corrupted by the king's honorarium. And there is something such as honorarium that can corrupt the gift. So these 400 prophets, by the time you want to say, it's like I'm thinking it's something else. So one prophet just said, "Arise, O king, for I see you with a victorious horn." Hallelujah. Let me keep quiet. The Bible says, at the mouth of two or three, the truth shall be what? This one was established by 400, not three. If you are in a meeting where 400 people are already say, "I want to confirm that word, that prophet shall," like pastor, I used to come and say, "My name is Benga. Just call me Pastor Benga." Pastor, I don't know why I like that surname. Me, I'm not even feeling the surname. Like, you know, say, "Prophet Shafi, hallelujah. I want to give a witness." You know, there's this language we like to use. "I want to give a witness. Hallelujah." Me too, I will not do like this. I give the witness. See, when prophet shows, you know, I saw three white lights. All these things people are seeing. Why are you the only one seeing it? Show, break this thing and show us. Those things are in the realm of the spirit. So do you see how dangerous it is for a prophet not to operate with the discerning of spirit? Because that is your thermometer. That is your control panel. Without that control panel, even a prophet will be lost. If God gives half of us here, half of the Christians in Lagos, the discerning of spirits, many of the pastors you see online will no more follow us. Are you together now? Aha. So the gift of discerning of spirits is so powerful, and you must develop a strong desire for it because of the accuracy level. It's not about "I perceive in my spirit." There's a place for perception, but your perception can have a very high error rate. depending on your mood or your bias. For instance, I can tell you, oh, hallelujah. Where was that lady I prophesied to? You start a vigil this night, hallelujah. You that were, you are planning to go and rest because of the project you have this week. And pastor say, I see God is doing something here. You start this night. I didn't even ask for your permission. But fasting, praying is my bias. So it can easily come out. Eh? When I'm prophesying to you, I can never tell you, Hamzadabaya. The Lord says you should go and buy a carton of frozen fish and bless this woman. It will never happen. Never. Because those who know me know I have not eaten fish in close to 40 years. I've not tasted fish with this mouth. It cannot happen. Even if we get to heaven and they serve 5 loaves and 2 fish, I will not join them. Just give me the bread and add butter. Do you have butter here? Just give. You don't have butter. Do you have blue? You don't know blue band. Okay, you don't eat blue band here. Ah, okay. Well, what do you people? You have bread. So you don't have pepper or stew. You people only fish in this heaven. Only fish. Ah, now what for now? I mean, we're not going to chop for this place be that too. How many years are we going to say forever? Forever. Ah, we need to have a meeting. In the next general meeting, say, sorry, sir, there are some of us, we don't eat fish. What do you have for us? So we got the buffet in the morning, bread and fish. Afternoon, living word. Night, dinner, eternal word. I appreciate the living word. But you see, that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Do you people have butter also? Now, this is so important too, because the days, you know, this is how I say my own, so people will not listen. The days that are coming, you will not have time to call a pastor to say, pastor, this is, no. As the devil is planning it, you would have been seeing it the day before. There was a prophet in the scripture, a king in another nation began to say, what, will we discuss something in this office? Before we go and attack God's people, they would have known. And they said, there's one man, there's a prophet there. The thing that is going on in your bedroom, that man knows it. Meanwhile, some people say, that's why I like my space. You don't have space. If Elisha is in your area, Elisha will leave his country, go and be looking inside a king's house. So they are doing the meeting. His spiritual eyes are there like this. Do you know how powerful the prophetic anointing is? Do you know why among all the fivefold, that's the one Satan chose to corrupt? Because that is the gateway for the voice of God among the fivefold. If Satan decides that, if Satan corrupts that one, he doesn't have to worry about the pastor. So the gift of the Holy Spirit is one thing you must begin to desire. And that gift grows with desire. It grows with desire. And this is a prophetic church. This gift grows with desire. This gift grows with desire. You must see. Let me tell you, and I'll try to brush in on how we can achieve this. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, the scripture says, believe not every spirit. This was John speaking to his church. He said, beloved, believe not. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God. Which means you cannot know if a spirit is of God, simply because the person is saying something. A spirit deceived 400 people. A spirit. Do you know what it means to have 400 people in one church? You will not even relax and hear the prophecy you are speaking in tongues. Just calm down. You understand? The prophecy is for you. You cry, you fall under, you will not even remember. At the end of the day, say, man of God, sister, you are blessed. So this service was for you. She doesn't even remember what they said. And her friend, who she claims to be her best friend, was also rolling on the floor. That one could not even help her record the message. That prophecy you see, I help you record and I lie. In her mind, she wants to change her seat and come to the front so that the prophet will see her. You will not get it like this. So you keep falling and falling. You will not get it like this. So stop falling down. I'm not saying the Holy Spirit will not move. I'm telling you that this gift, it works with a level of calmness in the soul. This gift, you can be driving and you will see into the realm of spirit and your car will not have an accident. You need it. Some of these issues you are doing, the people you are talking to, when God gives you this gift, you will know you don't have friends. Say, believe not every spirit. Do you have that scripture? 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Believe not every spirit. This was the last, this John, before Revelation. And John is here telling us that we should not believe everything we hear or see. You should not believe it. You have to test it. Try it. How do you try it? Come on now. How do we try spirits? Anybody here? If somebody is here and he gives a prophecy and I said, Tobechukwu, the Lord says you are, this is your age. The Lord says you are from this local government. The Lord said that, how can you try? Is the man lying? But is he of God? No. He may not be of God. So if somebody says, this is what the Lord is saying, and he's right, and John tells us to try that spirit, please, how do we try? Pastor David, how do we try? You test every, when you go into the lab, how do you test? Huh? You take, if you have malaria parasite, they do a blood test, they will use a particular chemical to test that parasite. Huh? For instance, if you have drug-resistant malaria, they know that, okay, maybe artesunate will not work for you. Or they know that, what's the popular drug? Lonat will not work for you. So now, when they are doing that test, they will check. There's a chemical they will use to check to see which drug will this parasite react to. So that when they come out of the test with the result, they will say, give her, don't give her Lonat again. They will not mention another drug. You say, I don't like this drug. It's not about liking. This is what will help you. How do you try? You test the character of the prophet by the word of God. If the prophet is somebody you find on Facebook, always dancing, Awilo Logomba, you know that this one is a carnal prophet. He has the world and has Christ. And the Bible says, love not the world. Which means the moment you find a pastor that loves the world, he goes for parties and drinks alcohol and posts it on Facebook. Eh? And dances at the airport. Dances in the water. Dances anywhere. Flamboyant. You can see that, this one doesn't look like our Jesus. You can be rich and quiet. The only reason why people like to shop is that they believe they have suffered for their to get. So they need the whole world and their enemies to know they made it. Meanwhile, whatever you made is still small. Because empty people who are full, they don't make noise. You test, number one, by the word of God. Huh? Number two, you test the person's doctrine. If all the person talks about is miracle signs and wonders, and he has no fear, you don't hear the fear of God or things that can make you as a Christian become solid as a believer, or even if it is the love of God or righteous, if you don't hear those things, the reason why you are not hearing it is because the spirit giving him the power doesn't have that thing. Come on, say test every spirit. So don't believe anybody, including the person talking to you. Doesn't matter if his name is Benga. It doesn't matter. Test him. Now, there's a difference between being anointed and having a weakness. Hello? There's a difference between being anointed and having a weakness. So the recommendation for people who are anointed, but they have some weakness. Maybe they are battling with cigarette smoking. Huh? I know a pastor in Ibadan. Pastor Luby Johnson. Who knows Pastor Luby Johnson? Alright, very anointed man of God. But when he gave his life to Christ, for so long he was struggling with smoking. Until one day he said, it's like he will never be free. Then God, he started reading Kenneth Hagin's book. And that's how God set him free. This issue of testing every spirit is at the foundation of operating in the descent of spirit powerfully. If you believe everything you see, you cannot function here. I say what? If you believe everything you see and you are not persuaded to even check some of those things, this gift, even if God pours everything that he has, called the descendant and gives you, it will not work. You'll be lost. Because at the root of this gift is what? Testing. You have to test.
Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 21. 1 Thessalonians, very quickly, chapter 4 and verse 21. The scripture says, prove all things. Come on, say prove all things. Prove all doctrine. Prove all character. Prove all desires. Prove it. That you like somebody doesn't mean she's your wife. May just be your hormones talking. Maybe the alert that you got. May just be your bias. Give me that scripture. First Thessalonians chapter 4. I wanted to say First Thessalonians is in the New Testament. Thessalonians. Chapter 4. Did I miss it? Prove all things. Okay, I think the chapter wrong. Prove all things. Chapter 5, verse 21. Let's prove all things. What do you hold fast to? That which is good. Now, what is the measurement for good? Jesus was teaching us that if it is not God, it is not good. When a rich man came to him and said, good master, what shall I do to be saved? Jesus told him, to know what is good, you must know God. So the measurement for good is what? The measurement for good is what? Is God. So this is very important. If you are someone that you easily get mesmerized, the day you need this gift, you will falter. Please understand again, like I mentioned, that this gift requires a very stable mind and stable spirit. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Romans 12:2. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. All right? So which means I cannot prove if I am conformed to the word. If I think something is no more a sin, because it is a trend. Are you with me now? If you think something is no more a sin, because everybody is now doing it, you are lost. Because God is an old school. There's a reason why God said that thing should not be done that way. Unfortunately, God doesn't owe you any explanation. He has given you his word. Say, do not be conformed to this world, which means the language of the soul is what? Conformity. What the soul understands is what? Conformity. Do you know what it means to conform? You embrace something. You become like that thing. Which is why even though you say God spoke to you, you did not marry her until you started having feelings for her. Somebody says, God told me she's my wife. That's why I married her. You know, I don't have any feelings. I'm just obeying God. It's a liar. That's the reason why all pastors marry fine women. Even though they tell you it's God. And is it not God? With the kind of work we are doing, it will not help our destiny if if we are not married to very pretty women. So, all right. So, my time is fast spent. I want to quickly summarize. Now, let me give an example of Luke chapter 10, verse 18, of the operation, how Jesus operated the descending of spirit. Luke 10:18. And Jesus said unto them, look at the screen. He said, I beheld. He was talking to his disciples. They came to tell him about what happened when they went to preach and people were saved, miracles happened. Jesus rejoiced in his spirit and said what? I beheld. That means as they were working those miracles, as they were saving people, bringing deliverance, Jesus saw Satan falling from his throne. I saw Satan fall as what? Please look at this. I saw Satan fall as what? Now, many of you are not aware that you have seen angels before. What you saw was what? Lightning. Please, are you with me now? I'm talking about the supernatural realm. Lightning, the spiritual realm, you are most likely seeing an angelic body. I remember in the year 1999, I had an experience, and this lightning experience. And I saw that beam through like the speed of light in the cosmic planes, very fast. And then it came again.
and then landed in front of, it was when he landed I knew he was a person. He looked like a shooting star, but it was an angelic body. Poof! And when he landed, you know, I didn't expect it. Glowing with light. He did not even speak English to me. He spoke in another language. I had to start listening with my spirit to know what he was saying. He came to talk to me about going to university. That this is what the Lord had decreed. That this year, you are going. So, discerning of spirit can operate in your dreams. Discerning of spirit focuses on seeing spirits. So you can see them in your dreams. You can see them literally. You can, as in physically. Everybody will say, oh, I was praying, Jesus appeared to me. Have you heard those kind of testimonies before? What they operated was what? Discerning of spirit. Without discerning of spirit, you are blind. No prophet. No prophet can tell you this is what is happening to you. This is the spirit, this is the spirit. You can operate it through word of knowledge. But if you want to operate it powerfully as a prophet, it's discerning of spirit. Because that one, you are seeing it. It's not that you are thinking, did I hear or did I... You are seeing the thing. There was a day we were in this church. This was like maybe 4 years ago or 5 years ago. And I've shared that story here before. We were in church. I was here preaching. And the Lord said, look, he said, there are 70 angels. I don't remember. I've said that to him. He said, there are 70 angels in this room. Do you know that sometimes more angels attend this church more than people? It's amazing. Yeah. Unfortunately, we are not permitted to see everything we see. You are the one who saw empty seats. There are people there. I called one of the pastors. I said, go and count everybody here. 70 on the dot. 70. I was afraid. 70. That means when the power of God was moving forth, one angel per person, including the children. One angel. But you know, somebody could come to church that day and say, nothing happened. Meanwhile, God has touched you. You will not go and you will sleep. You notice all the pains have gone. But an angel came and touched you. You know, angels can strengthen you. Yeah. It's like we need to research angels. So, because what many of us thought, we didn't look at the full curriculum. The Bible says after Jesus did what? After he fasted, angels came and what? They ministered to him. They brought food. They ministered to him. Do you know how to minister in the spirit? Let me give you an example. Do you know what it means? Okay, let me give you an example. You know K-Spirit. Huh? When he comes with his guitar and he begins to sing, you may be depressed though. You just be singing, Mogbe Jesu Mide, Aye Wawo. You just sit down there and you just begin to feel the joy of the Lord. You begin to feel like that pain, everything is becoming lighter. That's why, you know, sometimes when I shout, I got tired, I kept quiet. We are hearing songs. We have not heard the song of the Lord. When you hear the song of the Lord, you will not know that pastor did not preach in that meeting. Somebody will just come, stay on the keyboard, you know, no time limit, no. He will just sit down there and he will just be singing as he's inspired. I asked K-Spirit once, we were chatting, and I said, how do you know the songs you are going to sing? He said, most times he doesn't know. That most of the times. Can you believe when you listen to K-Spirit that he said he doesn't know? Does it look like he doesn't know? Please now, if you know him, does he look like he doesn't know? So I say, how do you know? He said he just sits and is listening to, he's watching the flow of the service. So when I say, let's welcome K-Spirit, he's standing there. The moment he strings that thing, maybe it was the revelation somebody was sharing before they invited him. He will start from there. He will now be singing Yoruba. There are dimensions in the spirit. When you see lightning in the spirit, especially in your dreams, and this, know that many times an angelic body has passed by you. An angel came to tell me I was going to school. My sister, okay, maybe it was my imagination. I went to school. What do you say? I went to school. Do you know what happened? When the result came, I failed. But I went to school. Not that I failed, but the cutoff was not... But because the angel said, this is the decree of the heavens, that you should go and pack your bags You are going to school. I got into 100 level. So there are the decrees of men. And there's the decree of God. Hallelujah. It was the decree of man that Nebuchadnezzar should remain on the throne. But it was the decree of heaven that he should become an animal for 7 years. You must always watch out for the decree of God. When you stand before him, don't be in a hurry to leave. Because now I want to explain to you how to steer that gift. Hallelujah. Personally, these are my own personal secrets, but I give it to you. Because even though some people will still not practice it, but I'll still give it to you. I find a very unique way of making sure that my mind is always on the Lord. Even though I'm busy running up and down, I'm driving, I try to allow my mind do what? Stay on the Lord. Stay on the Lord. Please, let me preach to your neighbor. Let your mind dwell richly on the Lord. So what does that mean? I allow my mind focus on his presence, on his power, on his ability, on scriptures. I allow my mind focus on scriptures. And I just allow the scriptures play around my mind and my heart. Please don't forget that the gift is locked up in your spirit, but the gift will many times flow through your soul. And if your soul is conformed to the world, your soul is conformed to the world, when your spirit is conformed to Christ, the gift will be trapped. It may not flow well, or it will flow and you'll be confused. How many of you have ever had a dream? From one part to one, from beginning, it was God. Then somewhere in the middle, you knew it was, this one was not God, it's you. Then another part, it was Satan. You understand what I'm saying? So those are the kind of confusions when your soul is conformed to the world. You are laughing, Abi. Yeah, you know, you remember, you know yourself today. It's possible to have a complete dream. And have you had a dream in which you were in the dream, you were as if outside, and you are seeing yourself, seeing everything you are doing? That's how discerning of spirit works. It's like you are the one in the movie, and you are the one also watching yourself. So many of us only operate discerning of spirit because when you sleep is the only time God can catch you. But do you know that if you begin to focus your mind to default your position to what? Always be on the Lord. Not that you are always praying. In that 1 hour, in that traffic, you could pray in tongues for 5 minutes. Other times, you just allow your mind to meditate on scriptures. You know, things, the Bible says, whatsoever things are what? Are pure. Those are the things. Say, think about these things. Whatever things are what? Lovely. So the thing must meet the requirement for purity. It must meet the requirement for love. What else? Whatever things are of a good report. Good report means that if the Lord opens the chambers of your soul now and say, let's see what you are thinking about. He will say, okay, I like this. But you see, the problem with the mind is that you are the only one who knows what you are thinking. Some people have killed and buried and resurrected people in their mind because that's it. They do it, you know, in your mind. Nobody can win you. In your mind, you will beat the person, knock his head, give him uppercut, bury him, shake a damn Bowser. You abuse his father, abuse his mother, because you know that there's nothing you can do. This is my world. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you with mother-in-laws that are very troublesome, in your mind, you see her head. Old woman, old witch. Old witch. Old witch. You will finish that woman. See her. It's about to leave me. Let me enjoy my marriage. She left village. Come and stay here. This is my husband's house. But when she say, Mama, good morning. Mama, good morning. So if somebody was reaching those kind of evil, how will you know? Because you hug everybody. You hug everybody. Everybody is your friend. Meanwhile, the people doing you, they are the people that you are greeting. Put your mind on the Lord. Secondly, learn to pray in tongues heavily. Speaking in tongues heavily. This is the language of heaven. Listen to me. This is how you do it. When you begin to pray in tongues, when you begin to pray in tongues, please permit me to use this word. There are some tongues I call maintenance tongues. Maybe you are just casual, you are in the kitchen, you could just be speaking in tongues casually. Inside the tongues, you will still pick another person's call. How far, my sister? How you did? Return it, you are singing. I call them casual. You are just playing, dancing around the arena. You understand? But there are some other tongues. I call them heavy duty. When you want to pray those kind of prayers, you see that gift that you've prayed for and you ask God for. Lord, this place that I'm going, I need to be ahead of everybody by revelation. So you will now hold that gift. Descending of spirits, I need to know who and who I'm greeting. You can walk into a place, hug somebody, start having homosexual feelings. Because the environment there is reading and laden with those kind of things. So in order to rise above them, you must see before them. So you have to, you hold the gift of descending of spirit. And as you are praying in tongues, you are focusing on that gift. You won't stop, you continue. Don't wait that day that, oh, I want to see some. No, the day the gift will start operating, it's as if they just turn on the tap. From that day, no going back. You've not seen people that wanted, and God said, don't shake him. Don't shake him. God will tell me, when that person will come, just shake. But God told you, say, this one, don't touch him. Where is coming from? If I tell you, you will run away. People go to shrines before they come to work. If you know what, I'm not asking you to suspect anybody. I'm telling you that when you have seen some of the things we have seen, you will know that this world is spiritual. The reason why God gave us this gift is because this world is spiritual. And the spiritual controls the natural. And if you think everything is about science, science can explain everything, you are a child. You are a child. You are a child. If you think science knows everything, science only knows what it has known. There are things science has failed to understand. Science cannot explain why, even though the sky looks blue. I hope you know our sky is not blue. Our sky is black. This rainy season. Oh, I love the blue skies. It's summer. Okay. Just stay there. The spiritual realm is not blue, it's black. So you need spiritual eyes to be guided. Number one, put your heart on the Lord consistently. Learn how to pray in tongues in two ways. Number one, by maintenance, casually praying in tongues while you are doing other things. Then learn how to pray in tongues by while focusing on that spiritual ability that God, this gift, I need this gift to save my life. I need this gift so that while they are planning, I'm seeing it. Hallelujah. How many things have I mentioned now? Two. Number three, you can operate in this gift by hanging around people who have it. Yes. It's just like the gift of prophecy. Anybody that comes around Samuel prophesy. There was a day Saul was going to kill David. He came with his military battalions. When they got to the temple, Shatabara, Arabazadeya. So if you think everything is about speaking in tongues, just relax. This guy came to kill David, but he was arrested because he was in the presence or in the atmosphere of the prophetic. So if you are close to people and you have fellowship with them who have this gift, and as they talk about it, you will notice that there will be a stirring in your own soul. The problem is that most of us want to be lone rangers. We want to explode by ourselves so that we won't say, oh, it was because of your me that I got this gift. No, we want to only attribute everything to God so our people will fear us. It's a lie. You will not get it. We have written your name down. You will not get it like that. You must go and fellowship with other believers. And that's why you find that. And this issue of fellowship is so powerful. And that's why I find that when you operate within a particular community, you will find the common experiences around those people will begin to happen to you. If you go to a certain church, you will find that even when you don't like it, you'll be shouting, die, 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 die. 3 hours. That's the only prayer point. So there's no prayer point like any enemy. No. I know they are there. So there's only one declaration. Die, die, die. So as you are saying die, you are using your mind to control the missiles. So if you go there and say, shut up, they will know you're a first timer. Say, this brother, we need to. Brother, where are you from? Are you new in this area? Say, no, I'll be coming. Say, no, I'm not here. I can tell. Even your dressing, you didn't come like you are ready to pray. So let me give you 7 purposes for discerning of spirit very quickly. Number one,
We need the gift of sending of spirit in order to discern the Holy Spirit. What did I say? We need the gift of discerning of the Holy Spirit in order to what? Discern the Holy Spirit. How to know if the Holy Spirit is around you. To know God. That's the first primary function I am giving you. Number two. Do you have that? Number two. You need the gift of discerning of spirit to discern demonic activity. If there's a satanic operation in your area. You cannot know by reading the newspaper. So in order to be able to discern, you need the gift of the discerning of spirit. Number three, discerning atmospheres. I walked into a particular place. I think it was an office. I walked into that office, and as I entered, it's like I could smell fear everywhere. Fear. Everywhere. Fear. What was going on? You people eat. You cook and eat fear in this office. People are afraid to lose their jobs. It's in the air. But you may not know. But if you are coming from the presence of God, you can pick those things easily. So the gift of the discerning of the Holy Spirit helps you discern what? The presence of unique atmospheres. Number four. We need this gift to discern spiritual warfare. Some of you say you are a man of peace. Meanwhile, God wants you to be a man of war. You want to be everybody's friend. Meanwhile, the enemy is at your door. How do you know what is happening in your life without a powerful gift like the discerning of spirit? Sometimes you come into an experience, you just see certain things in your dreams and your visions, and you just know that it's time to start fasting. For instance, anytime I have a dream, and in that dream, I saw myself running from something, I know that it's time to start fasting. That means I've been doing God's work to the point that I've neglected my spiritual life. So that is my own experience. Once I see that dream, that I was struggling with one enemy and I could not defeat it, we are pushing ourselves. Pushing. Why will I push you? You die. Die. You touch me, you die by correction. The moment I see that, what I would have overcome easily, I'm struggling with it. I know it's time for fasting and prayer. Retreat. Retreat. I won't watch movie. I won't eat anything that will affect my anointing. It's when we have won the battle, we can be eating all those things. How many points have I given you? Number five, we need the discerning of spirits in order to discern the living word of God. How many of you know the word of God is living? Ah, hallelujah. I say for the word of God is living and what? And active. And can cut and operates like a double-edged sword, able to cut through the dividing sunder of bone, of soul and spirit. Which means that while the doctor's knife can touch your body, God's word can touch your soul and can touch your spirit. If there's a demon hanging in your soul, God's word, the living word of God, can go there like a knife and separate. God's word is powerful. The same way that the surgeon's knife will go to your body and cut off appendicitis, cut off any growth in your body, the same way God's word can go like a surgical knife and operate on your body. Come on, say amen. Number what now? Number six. You need discerning of spirits to discern the angelic realm. There's an angelic realm in the supernatural world. The realm of angels. All kinds of angels. Angels with wings, angels without wings. I hope you know that most of the angels don't have wings. Because some of you have been seeing, is it Coco Mel? I don't know, there's one cartoon where all of them, all those angels, they look like babies. You know, most angels don't have wings. Go and check the Bible. The ones that have wings, they are higher levels. Cherubim, seraphims, you know. So you may have some that have wings, but many of them don't have wings. They look like real human beings. I've once seen an angel that was on low cut, blonde, as in this white tint. I woke up, I saw it beside my bed. And my bed, I didn't even have just mattress, so he sat down there. I said, you want to suffer? this person, when you can't greet, you don't get bed, you don't get food, you can't sit down. What do they do here? When I don't see better. there's a dimension of the angelic realm. And that was what happened when Isaiah saw the Lord in Isaiah chapter 6. And he saw the seraphims, he saw the train of the Lord. All those things that he was seeing in his prophetic vision was an aspect of the angelic realm.
And number seven.
This one is very important. We need this gift to discern the spirits that control the marketplace. Did you hear me? We need this gift in order to discern the spirits that control the marketplace. When you find yourself in an industry where people don't make progress. I was mentioning to a particular manager in a telecoms company, and he has been in that company for several years, like several years. Like when he even started working there, I was trying to get admission. That's how long, you understand? That's how long he has been there. But he noticed that nobody, once you come in, you cannot resign. Are you here? People who come to that company, once you get job, you cannot resign. They will keep you occupied. You will not be promoted. You will complain. And you will be on that spot. Let me tell you. It is not fulfilling all the requirements for promotion that makes you get promoted. I hope you know. Do you know that the conditions for promotion this year may not be the conditions next year? You people are not working. MJ, do you understand what I'm saying? This year they may just say, a lot of people are not happy. They have not been promoted for 5 years, 10 years. Okay. Promote everybody that got at least 50% in the appraiser. Usually, do they promote 50%? No. But that day, a law came out and it favored you. But you will go home and tell your people, I got promoted. Will you tell them it's because you got 50%? You will just tell them you got promoted and they will congratulate you. But the next year, they will say no. Like in my office, they say you must meet the requirements for promotion and you must mobilize funds. So I was supposed to be promoted, but I brought in some money, millions to the bank. But there was a lady in the next branch. She brought like 300 million. Then they asked the question, why should we promote him? Both of them are on the same level. When a younger lady brought on them, I would have said she's a lady. I would have given them my reason. She's a lady. She can do what I cannot do. She can smile, and the smile will bring deposit. Me, I have to convince the customer and be very nice. The man will still be looking at me like, I don't like your bank. But this other person, her name is Sungos, just come, hello, sir, it's so good to see you again. I even tried calling 3 weeks ago. I couldn't say, you tried calling me? How's your son? Last week was his birthday. Tibashe, yeah. So all the things I was trying to do, all the following policy, you will not get promoted. The one that writes a letter to the MD and say, I was in so off your branch in Maryland. There's this lady, Ungozi. She's fantastic. She attended to me. I got my internet banking. What's the big deal about internet banking? But you know the way he will be saying it? Because he wants to help that girl. He will write a letter to the MD. The MD will send the mail to everybody in the bank. These are the kind of people we want you to emulate. Meanwhile, the girl is nasty to people that don't have money. People that come from the slum to say, collect 1,000, she say, Oga, go and queue. But she attended to this other man. The man like, wow, you're so consistent. Even when you try to reach her, she goes above and beyond. So there are demons that operate in the marketplace. So when you know the kind of spirits that some of the offices you go to, they are spirits of death. People always die in that office. People don't get promoted. There are things that if you just notice, and that's how to know the spirit, you will see a pattern. Come on, are you with me now? You will see a pattern. If you want to be strong in spiritual warfare, you must know patterns. It's not the time they say, we are all new creatures. We are all new creatures in Christ, but your soul is not a new creature. Neither is your body. And the person that gave birth to you is a babalawo, is not a new creature. So if truly you are a new creature in Christ, you must use your new nature to conquer the old one, not to be shouting, and meanwhile the enemy is at your door. Dum, 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 dum. One of my brothers, I saw his video online. He's a comedian. Say he did deliverance for somebody. The mother of the girl now sent him a voice note. A voice note of witchcraft. Witchcraft song. The guy, Well, you know, if you don't understand, Tobechukwu can't even understand this one. Now, when somebody sends that kind of voice note, that you pray for my daughter, Abi, oh yeah, take this one. The deliverance minister is now asking, what's the meaning of this song? I say, you are dead. When you go into the marketplace and you go in naive, you think everybody is the way you are, with a clean mind. People can see that your star is about to rise. They are not hating you for nothing. The people that hate you, how you know there's warfare? You didn't do anything to them. They just don't like. That's how you will know that there is battle in that place. You don't need to offend anybody in the marketplace for them to fight you. So you need the discerning of spirit to unmask them, because when you look at them physically, you cannot know. Please, are you with me? When you look at them physically, you cannot know. You cannot know. If you don't know the powerful spirits people are carrying, you will not know why every time you are with them, you misbehave. Many years ago in Oshoni Bank, many years ago, there was one of my customers. She was the first person that made me buy cigarette. Many years ago. And I was a Christian. But he said, people have aura, people have atmosphere. If you are not careful, it's not a time for you to say it cannot happen to me. You have not seen some people. He said, can you buy me a cigarette? I said, oh, well, why not? In my mind, like, hey? And I paid. Woman that is smoking. And a pastor, I paid. Many years ago, before I started pastoring this church. Atmosphere. You don't know atmosphere. That if you know atmosphere, you will know why the club looks the way it looks. The kind of light they have there. You will know. You will now know that they prepared for you. Come on, say, Lord, open my eyes. The most powerful things you will face will look normal. The most powerful battles you will have to fight, they will not look like battles. That is why we need the discerning of spirit. It is a prophetic gift. But the church itself is a prophetic church. The body of Christ is a prophetic church. And you can have this gift if you ask the Lord. Hallelujah. So please, I want you to go home, listen to this message again, and pray. There are levels and dimensions. But believe me, if you begin now, in 2 years, in 3 years, you cannot be. People just wonder why and how smart you are. You're not smart. God is speaking to you. God is speaking to you. Come on, say, open my eyes, O Lord. Show me. Say, open my eyes, O Lord. Show me. There are things I need to see. Open my eyes, O God. Show me. Lord, the things I need to deal with. Lord, open my eyes. Let me see them. In the name of Jesus. Can you turn it to prayer this evening? Can you turn it to prayer this evening? Can you turn it to prayer this evening? Lord, open my eyes. I don't want to be blind anymore. I don't want to guess. I don't want to gamble. I don't want to be a victim. Can you take one moment to pray for yourself this night and ask that the Lord will have mercy upon you and open your spiritual eyes. Open your spiritual eyes. Look, as you are seeing me, when God opens your eyes, you'll be seeing things like this. The same way you are seeing me is how you'll be seeing the spirit realm. If you are not seeing it like this, that means it's not open. Pray and ask God. Even the young children, ask God, open my eyes. I want to begin to see things. I want to begin to see things that you are showing me. I don't want my eyes to be conscious of Satan. I want my eyes to behold the revelations of God in the name of Jesus. Put your hands over your eyes and begin to pray for yourself now. There are people in your space. How do you know who they are? It's through the discerning of spirit. It's through the discerning of spirit. This is a prophetic gift. This is a prophetic gift. Ask the Lord to reveal himself to you through the ministry of the discerning of spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now I want to pray for you. Please put your hands over your eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you will confirm this word that they have heard, if it is true. Lord, let a good number of them have open eyes. Whatever has blocked their visibility from seeing the will of God, the mind of God, clearly, right now, let that veil be removed. You promised us, you say, if we believe and if we trust you and we desire it, you will give to us. You say we should covet. Now tonight, oh Lord, we are coveting. We now ask that, Lord, you will manifest this gift in our lives. Come on, say louder, amen. you manifest this gift in our lives, that nothing will bypass us again. In our dreams, you will speak to us. On the road, you will speak to us. In our offices, nothing will pass us by. Lord, when somebody is trying to mislead us, this gift will begin to operate. You will make us recover time. We will recover all we have lost by the reason of this gift. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. All right, very quickly, let's give